This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The southern state of Florida has hit another ominous mark as the coronavirus continues surging across the United States. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Florida's reporting 156 deaths today, two dozen more than the record set just 2 days ago. The Miami-Dade area is the epicenter, and Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says officials are considering another blanket lockdown.
I think we've got to continue to communicate how serious this is.
Half the states are now requiring masks, with Colorado and Arkansas among the latest, but there will not be a national mandate.
We leave it to localities to make the decisions with regard to face coverings, and the CDC guidelines remain the same today, recommended but not required.
White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany, Target, CVS, and Publix are joining other major national retailers in requiring customers wear masks. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Britain, the United States, and Canada have accused Russia of trying to steal COVID-19 vaccine and treatment research from academic and pharmaceutical institutions around the world. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
A joint statement from Britain, United States and Canada blamed group APT29, also known as Cozy Bear, which they said was almost certainly operating as part of Russian intelligence services. This is the same group that is widely suspected of hacking the Democratic Party ahead of the 2016 US election. The NCSC said the group's attacks were continuing and used a variety of tools and techniques, including spear phishing and custom malware. Meanwhile, Canadian authorities said the attacks were hindering response efforts and that risks to health organizations had increased. The Kremlin has rejected the allegations, saying they are not backed by proper evidence.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News. The number of laid-off workers seeking jobless aid last week was 1.3 million. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
For the 17th straight week, unemployment claims were over the 1 million mark. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com puts that in perspective.
A year ago, claims were at 217,000. So when we get something that's 1.1 million new claims above a year ago, that tells you just how serious the situation with the job market is.
And it most likely won't improve with COVID-19 cases rising in 40 states.
As we've seen this dramatic reemergence of COVID-19, it really does risk that the economy will face another leg down.
Florida is one example as that state's claims doubled last week as the virus surged. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The number of coronavirus cases in India neared 1 million Thursday as infection numbers rose in the countryside, pushing authorities to reinstate lockdowns across several states. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
India reported a record of just under 32,700 new cases. Those numbers put India behind only the US and Brazil in the number of confirmed infections, and there's no sign of the curve flattening. India's testing rate is also among the lowest in the world relative to its population. Major cities like Delhi and Mumbai were some of the first hotspots, but newer cases have emerged in the countryside, where healthcare infrastructure is much weaker. A fresh lockdown was imposed on Thursday in the largely rural eastern state of Bihar. Cases have risen there after thousands of migrant workers returned from cities following a strict lockdown to contain the virus spread.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. The European Union's top court has ruled that an agreement that allows big tech companies to transfer data to the U.S. is invalid, and that national regulators need to take tougher action to protect users' data. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The ruling doesn't mean an immediate halt to all data transfers outside the EU. There is another legal mechanism that some companies can use, but it means that the scrutiny over data transfers will be ramped up and that the EU and the US may have to find a new system that guarantees that Europeans' data is afforded the same protection in the US as it is in the EU. The case began after former U.S. National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden revealed in 2013 that the American government was snooping on people's online data and communication.